On December 20th, 2022, the Humboldt-Sounded California region suffered a 6.4 magnitude earthquake at 2:34 a.m., followed by a 5.4 aftershock on New Year's Day. As a result, over 300 homes in the small community of Riodell were severely damaged. Many homes are old wood frame construction on coastal pier foundations, and a number of those same homes have suffered extensive damage in past earthquakes, but were never repaired correctly. As a result, the small community was left in a state of ruin. The damage was widespread and catastrophic for the water and sewer system as well. Yet, because it's a lower-income community, Riodell will never meet the FEMA damage estimate requirements for any federal assistance. Residents are all left with trying to figure out how to repair their homes without disaster assistance that so easily flows into higher-income neighborhoods. If you're an earthquake-impacted resident in need of assistance and don't know what might be available, call 707-382-5890 Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There isn't a lot, but there is some help for those that qualify with lower incomes. There are also some avenues of help that residents are trying to utilize in order to be better prepared for the next inevitable large earthquake, such as the California Earthquake Brazen Bolt Program for retrofitting older homes. The program isn't able to help repair a home that has suffered earthquake damage already. It's designed to secure older homes to a concrete perimeter foundation to prevent future catastrophic damage. As residents impacted by a natural disaster, we are all learning the ropes as we go, and government programs aren't easy to navigate, and they have rules that are counterintuitive to the rest of us. But the retrofitting of older homes in order to prevent more severe earthquake damage is critically important, and the program needs to be functional or it's of no use. In our own case, we have done some desperately needed foundation work to our home after we bought it in 2003. We had to fight the city in order to do the needed work, and we created the RiodellTimes.com as an outcome of that experience, but we got the work done. In the latest series of earthquakes, our home shifted on its foundation, but it didn't fall because of the work that my husband Steve did years before. On our block, we were surrounded by similar older homes that did fall off the post and pillar foundations, and they now require extensive work that no one can afford. At our home, we just completed installing the earthquake braces that tie our wood-framed home to the perimeter. The very large Simpson ties are available at building stores like Schmid Bauer and Valley Lumber locally, and they cost $27 a piece. We found that 20 braces and the hardware needed to install them ran just under $900, and a permit was $105. So it's a $1,000 project that will prevent more expensive damages in the future, since we all know that there will be future earthquakes. Plus, we're sleeping better at night knowing that bracing is done. There are very few local contractors that are registered with the program to do the work. Many homeowners will be doing the work themselves out of necessity. We are very fortunate to have adult kids who are willing to crawl into tight spaces to do this work. Our friend Michael Wolf came to town in order to install the braces. Michael, we'd like to know a bit about what tools and supplies you needed to do the project.
So, the supplies that needed to do the project were the brackets that you picked up, which were the Simpson URFP brackets that came with 5 quarter-inch by 3 screws, which were the mud fill. And then you also purchased 2 Titan HD half-inch by 5-inch. That we drove into the concrete foundation. To drive in the mud fill screws, I just use a regular cordless drill, although if you have an income charter for that, that would be a little bit easier to drill. We'd really add capacity to drive it into the mud fill. And we use a 3/8-inch magnetic nut driver to drive the supplied screws. We used a little bit of a longer one as we got about halfway through the project because it was a little bit easier to get over the concrete portion of your foundation with a little bit of extra reach. To put the holes for the concrete anchored, the technique concrete into the surface, we used a rotary hammer and a half-inch stick, and then we drilled the holes about 3 inches over where the concrete anchored were, blew out the dust and air compressors, and then drove those bolts in using an impact driver outfitted with a 3/4-inch impact driver socket.
about how long did it take you to install a single brace, and then about how long did the overall project take you?
So each bracket was, I would say on average, probably about 10 minutes. We installed 20 brackets for the project in the traditional project, so probably about 7 hours of time under the house. A lot of that time was spent clearing away, cleaning up old HVAC ducting, getting out a little bit of dirt to make it from one spot to another. There was a little bit of work involved that wasn't actually installing brackets for the project. But there was probably about 10 minutes for each bracket. I will admit, I did slow down a little bit towards the end, holding the rotary valve and the impact of the rhythm and screws out at arm's length on the belly of our house. It just piling in for a while.
And what did you learn by the time that you were done that you wished you'd known at the start?
When I started this project, I didn't have a magnetic nut driver, and so I spent the first day that we were working on dropping screws at arm's length and having to reform the ground. And so it was a little bit more work than probably would have been necessary if I went in with the right tool. So I would definitely say start with magnetic bit attachments. Anybody who's doing some work probably would know that going into it. Another was the rotary hammer bit that I was using. The rotary hammer in general is a tool that I haven't spent a lot of time with. I have used it a little bit, but I haven't used it extensively like we did in this project. If you were to use that kind of tool, I would say make sure that as you're coming in and out of the hole, you have a firm grip on the base of it and the hammer that's up by the bit itself, because if it binds in the bracket or if it binds in the hole, it's going to twist and you're going to risk hurting yourself so that it might be something else that's standing there and then doing wrong.
And the Brace and Bolt program is asking that people call into their house to take pictures before the retrofit is done, and then upload it to the department, wait for the department to approve them, and then come back at some point in the future and install the braces that need to be installed. As someone who's done the project, can you talk about whether or not that's a reasonable approach?
That's asking a lot. Going under the house, I would. Fortunate to have somebody nearby that could pass these tools if I needed them, so I didn't have to make two trips under the house, which in hindsight maybe seems like a nightmare. You made the crawl around the house. You got from the access point, which is the front left of the house, across the front of the house into the back corner of the house. That crawl took 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes of digging dirt, getting inside, getting under the ground, pulling the tools along, getting past something, taking the through the vent hole to the street. With that, that it was going to get damaged if I tried to use something that damaged their car. So I don't think that that's necessarily reasonable. I would say if you're going to go under roof, install the bracket before you go under there. Don't drag out the panel down. And especially if you're in a place like this where you guys had that earthquake that took the house, obviously you had another one shortly after that, you had several more after that. Don't wait to secure your house. Secure it as fast as you can and make sure that you're not going to have damage on the road.
Thank you so much for doing this work for us, Michael. We hope that this information and the pictures from the projects that are posted at theRealDellTimes.com are helpful for others, because we are all learning as we go. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for theRealDellTimes.com.